delighted to introduce Sharon Graham.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Friends, we stand in the very place where 40 years ago, 14 trade unionists took on a government lie that being a member of a trade union was a threat to national security. And as we fast forward 40 years, we have the same brand of government weaponising strikes, attacking workers, and trying to force us to send striking workers over their own picket line. Will I say to the government today, you are the real threat to national security. You are the real threat. You have crippled our industries. You have stopped us owning our own energy. You have handed our water into the hands of profiteers. And your latest act of industrial vandalism has been seen now in the steel industry that you are watching being decimated. Our brave men and women right now in Port Talbot, and some of them are in front here with us today. These brave men and women are fighting for 3,000 jobs and they're fighting to keep steel production in the UK. Friends, let's send a message to every single striking worker. We are with you! Solidarity! Now friends, make no mistake. Make no mistake. This legislation puts this government at war with workers. But they will not break our working class resolve. We will fight them and they will lose. Because remember, friends, remember, we will remember the key lesson. We will remember the key lesson from that attack on trade unionists 40 years ago. That if you stand on the sidelines and you do nothing, when the first target falls, it will only be a matter of time before they come for you. So when that time comes, we must be prepared to act ourselves, each and every one of us, because that's what real solidarity means. Friends in Unite, we have already been preparing. We have removed the requirement to act inside the law from our rulebook. And as it was said in 1921, it is better to break the law than break the law. And friends, we have paid £32 million in strike pay over the last 2 years. We cannot allow striking workers to be starved back to work. And of course, we are planning with other unions to use every single tactic in our armoury to push employers back who use this legislation. And make no mistake, any employer who uses this legislation and serves a work notice on any union, this will be seen as a hostile act. We will fight against you, we will escalate, and we will win. And friends, as for Labour, this legislation must be removed. Not in the first 100 days, but in the first day of a Labour government. The workers' right to strike is a fundamental human right. It's democracy and it must be protected. Friends, the flame flickers anew. The real power of the trade union movement is in places like this, with our reps, with our members, with workers. So let us build that great fire of collectivism. That's the power. That's the power they really fear. We are the vanguard. Let's lift up our heads as well as our banners. The trade union movement is reborn. See you on the picket line. Solidarity!
Let's not be misled by minimum service levels. It is not about giving a service. It's not about protecting people and getting people to work like we did during the pandemic and other key workers who delivered for everybody. This is a tool to hurt trade unions. This is a tool to hurt the movement. It's the nitty-gritty. It's the hundreds of thousands of pounds of fines that they can apply to you. It's the millions of pounds of damages that they can apply to you. It's the sequestration of your assets. It's taking away another little bit of your freedom, your speech and your voice. And we will not have it! I want to pay tribute to Marcia Rockler. What a leader. I want to pay tribute to Frank. She's going to be a brilliant leader. But the leaders of this movement are the people who tell us what to do, who give us our policies, who stand there and vote, who give up their time and give up their money to go on strike to fight for the things they believe in. Thank you for what you do. And if I can be parochial for a second, I want to pay tribute to my comrades and colleagues in the RMT and Tessa, who fought off those ticket office closures. As we stand here today paying tribute to the GCHQ, this is just another litany of all the battles that have been won by this movement for the protection of workers' rights. And it's the right thing to do. If we don't protect jobs and we don't make work pay, we are not doing our job. But I did find it quite ironic when we spoke about minimum service levels, because the Transport Select Committee put three tests up. And the first one was, you can't run a better service on a strike day than you do normally. The second one, it couldn't lead to more strife. Well, if it takes us more days to have action to have the same effect, you fail on that too. And the third thing was, you cannot create more novel ways of industrial action. They don't know you, they don't know this movement, and we've proved them wrong. My good colleague down there with the red lamp has just told me I've got to go. So I will finish. Shouldn't we be talking about the dignity of work? Shouldn't we be talking about making work pay? Shouldn't we be talking about in-work poverty, housing, heating and eating? Shouldn't we be talking about repealing, updating, take away finally hire, 0 hours hours, anti-trade union legislation, and about 400 other things that these people have done to us over the decades? Keep fighting, we will win, we will change. Thank you, what you do.
Thanks so much, Mick. And hopefully you'll have heard a lot from them today. OK, our next speaker, if you've been glued to the telly watching Alan Bates versus the Post Office, you'll be really pleased to hear from Dave Ward, General Secretary of the CWU.
Yes, sisters, brothers, comrades, great to be with you. Great to come out of London and show the power of the trade union movement. Great to be here today, remembering the struggles of the GCHQ workers. I also want to pay tribute to Mark Sawatka. What a great and inspirational and brave and courageous leader he's been. And I know Fran's going to do everything exactly the same. She's brilliant as well. I want to thank the TUC for getting us together today. It's really important that we bring the movement together on as many occasions as we can. But you know what? I also think it's quite ironic that we're in Cheltenham and the racing's going on up there. Got me thinking about what would the Tories be like at the racing? Well, Liz Truss. Liz Truss, I think she'd fall at the first hurdle. I think Johnson would be one of them dodgy bookmakers. And I think Sunak would need a leg up to get on the horse, and then he wouldn't get out of the traps at all. So look, we have got to get rid of this lot. We can't carry on. Fran talked about it, the Post Office scandal. Now trying to rip up the universal service. Now trying to attack our right to strike. When will it end? But we've also got to hold Labour's feet to the fire. It's not just about getting them elected, it's about making them change things for working people. We've got to end this imbalance of power and wealth that's right across our society. And I'll finish on this before you come up with a red flag. I'll finish on this. Do you know, one of the things that we've got is real, real power. And if our movement comes together as trade unions, look at ASLEF last week. The government moved to use the Act. What was Asliff's response? Action! 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 They bottomed it. We've all got to learn that message. Get the trade union movement together. We need a new deal for working people. We can deliver it. Let's get on and do the work. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Dave.
I want to thank all of you activists, all of you representatives and strugglers and toilers for the work you've done over the last 2 or 3 years to revive our movement, to bring it back into the hands of the members by taking such a wave of action over the last few years and bringing our movement back to the streets, back to the front pages, to the top of the news agenda and to the top of the struggle in our union. The message this year is that we're coming into another period where there will be a pay round starting in the spring, on the railways, in the councils, in the schools, in the health service. This message here says protect the right to strike. That's good. What we've got to do is use the right to strike across our country, across our movement, in every union, in every workplace. And we've got to put the politicians, whether they're Tories, Nationalists, Labour, whatever they want to call themselves, if they want working class votes, they have to deliver a working class agenda. That's on pay, conditions, housing, education, health service. We want our agenda delivered by our politicians. So thanks to you all. Congratulations to our members tonight in Hitachi Rail who are taking strike action and defying the minimum service levels. Congratulations to Asliff for defying the minimum service levels. Congratulations to the RMT a couple of weeks ago defying the minimum service levels on London Underground. And that's the message of our movement. The official view of the TUC is non-compliance, non-cooperation. Retain your right to strike. Use your right to strike. And let's win for our people in every workplace. Every worker taking action together in a united movement is the future for us. Keep fighting. Keep up the struggle. Keep organising and keep winning. Thank you very much.